Let me bring in Andy here. Andy Stevenson, founded Abort 67. Good evening to you, Andy.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much for talking to us. Why then? You've heard Kate there and you heard Grace before. Why do you, people like you, have the right to make people feel worse on a day that just must be so emotionally draining in any case?
Well, there's a loaded question. Well, actually, we're not there to make people feel worse. We're there to give them the information that the abortion providers are withholding from them. And the whole idea of this buffer zone, the kind of the spirit behind it, is really to put an end to any kind of countervailing perspective that the abortion industry wants these women to hear.
What's the piece of information that the abortion clinic is not revealing?
Well, there's really two main parts. Firstly, there's the humanity of the unborn child and the inhumanity of abortion. So what the unborn child looks like before and after the abortion, but also the implications.
Please answer the question. It's really important because I know everybody's got passionate about this, but what is the abortion clinic not telling a woman about the procedure?
Well, BPAS or Mary Stokes will describe abortion as something like it's the gentle suction to remove a pregnancy. Nothing about that description.
Yeah, be careful because of the time of day, yeah, please, in your description. Okay, go on.
And it would bring a woman anywhere close to understanding the reality of what that procedure involves. And so that's why there's so much surprise, why Kate herself will accuse us of using images that have been photoshopped, which really betrays the fact that...
Yeah, I don't want to go into any previous history between you and Kate. I want you to deal with the questions I'm asking.
Sure,
any woman who goes in to have this procedure knows what the procedure is and knows how it will end.
Sorry, is that a question?
Yeah, well, it's a statement, but I'm asking... Let's discuss.
OK, well you see, this is the point, and... It's really not for the abortion industry or for us to decide what a woman already knows. That isn't down to any of us. The NHS guidelines on an informed consent insist that healthcare providers must provide that information, but they're not doing so. They're saying, as an excuse, they're saying women already know this.
Okay. Tell me finally, what you would like women to know that you don't think is being told at the minute?
That what they have inside them really is a small human being, and that abortion is an act of violence that will kill that human being.
Okay. Kate, I'll give you the last word on this.
Well, first of all, that's a matter of opinion, and there are those out there who feel that way, and my advice to them, and indeed my advice to Andrew, is don't have an abortion. It doesn't seem like it's the right procedure for you. But I am the person who is in charge of my womb and my uterus, and I think it's very important that we are careful about where we hold these protests. It's fair enough for him to stand outside the Department of Health. He can write to MPs. He can do all that kind of stuff. But when it comes to people going to seek medical treatment, and we don't know if these people are victims of rape, of victims of incest, victims of all sorts of situations, and often in very difficult situations themselves, the very least we can do is let them go to the medical centre and ask the questions they want and speak to trained medical professionals. Rather than him handing out this sort of misleading, and as you can tell from the kind of things he's been saying on air, information that is not intended to furnish you with a better picture of the situation, but is intended to do everything in their power to put you off having the procedure.
Well, yeah, that's his stated aim. He wasn't exactly secretive about that, and indeed that's why he's on the show. Appreciate your time very much. Kate Smirthwaite, Vice Chair of Abortion Rights, and Andy Stevenson, founder of Abort 67.